Homes of Sean Diddy Combs raided by Homeland Security amid sexual assault allegations. Sean Diddy Combs has once again found himself mired in controversy. Federal agents with the Department of Homeland Security and other law enforcement officials raided the rapper's Los Angeles and Miami homes on Monday as part of an ongoing investigation. Earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation, with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. "We will provide further information as it becomes available," HSI shared with the Epoch Times in a statement. Federal agents were reportedly authorized to carry out their search of the 54-year-old's properties via warrants issued by a Manhattan federal court. The Epoch Times reached out to a representative for Mr. Combs for comment, but a response was not received by the time of publication. Sexual assault allegations. Mr. Combs has been the subject of several sexual assault allegations in recent months. In February, Rodney Lil Rod Jones filed a $30 million lawsuit in New York federal court claiming the embattled hip-hop mogul forcibly touched and attempted and/or threatened to touch the music producer's intimate areas, among other shocking allegations, according to the complaint. In November 2023, Mr. Combs and Cassandra Ventura settled a lawsuit filed by the R&B singer, who goes by the name Cassie, which included allegations of exploitation, abuse, and mistreatment. According to a statement, an agreement was reached to their mutual satisfaction. However, the terms of the deal were not immediately disclosed. "I have decided to resolve this matter amicably on terms that I have some level of control. I want to thank my family, fans, and lawyers for their unwavering support," Ms. Ventura said in a statement, per NPR. "We have decided to resolve this matter amicably. I wish Cassie and her family all the best. Love," said Mr. Combs. Following Ms. Ventura's lawsuit filing, two other women, Liza Gardner and Joa Dickerson Neal, filed lawsuits against Mr. Combs, alleging he sexually assaulted them. A woman, identified in court documents as Jane Doe, also claimed that Mr. Combs and two other men sexually assaulted her when she was just 17 years old. Ms. Doe asserted the rapper was 34 at the time of the alleged assault. In the wake of the allegations, Mr. Combs issued a statement saying, "Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear, I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth." A spokesperson for Mr. Combs told NBC News, "The claims involving alleged misconduct against Mr. Combs from over 30 years ago and filed at the last minute are all completely denied and rejected by him. He recognizes this as a money grab. Because of Mr. Combs' fame and success, he is an easy target for accusers who will falsify the truth, without conscience or consequence, for financial benefit. The New York legislature surely did not intend or expect the Adult Survivors Act to be exploited for improper purposes," the statement continued. "The public should be skeptical and not rush to accept these unsubstantiated allegations."